This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government will continue focusing on ensuring a robust ecosystem where every aspiring entrepreneur has access to credit, giving them the confidence and a chance to grow. In a social media post on the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, he highlighted that the scheme has turned several dreams into reality, empowering people who were previously overlooked with the financial support to shine. Mr. Modi said half of the Mudra beneficiaries belong to SC, ST and OBC communities, and over 70% of the beneficiaries are women. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with the beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence and underlined that Mudra Yojana has given opportunities to countless people to showcase their entrepreneurial skills.
हमारे देश में बहुत कम लोग हैं जिनको इन चीजों की समझ है कि साइलेंटली कैसे रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है लेकिन आज भारत का युवा उसके पास जो एंटरप्रेन्योर स्किल है अगर उसको हैंडहोल्डिंग हो जाए थोड़ी उसको मदद मिल जाए तो बहुत बड़े परिणाम लाता है और इस मुद्रा योजना में किसी सरकार के लिए भी ये आंख खोलने वाला विषय है ये सबसे ज्यादा लोन के लिए अप्लाई करने वाली महिला है सबसे ज्यादा लोन प्राप्त करने वाली महिला है और सबसे जल्दी रिपेमेंट करने वाली भी महिला है यानी ये एक नया क्षेत्र विकसित भारत के लिए जो संभावना है ना वो इस शक्ति में पड़ी हुई है वो दिखाई दे रहा है और बिना गारंटी को आपको पैसा मिलना और मैं चाहता हूं कि मेरे देश के नौजवान ज्यादा से ज्यादा इस क्षेत्र में आए आप देखिए 33 लाख करोड़ रुपया ये देश के लोगों को बिना गारंटी दे दिए गए हैं.
The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana provides collateral-free loans of up to 20 lakh rupees to micro and small enterprises. In the last 10 years, more than 52 crore loans worth around 33 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under the scheme. Among the states, Tamil Nadu has recorded the highest disbursal, followed by Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. Jammu and Kashmir leads among the union territories. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, today arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. He was received by Minister of State Suresh Gopi at the airport in the national capital. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. He will be accompanied by several ministers, senior government officials and a high-level business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a working lunch for the Crown Prince this afternoon. The visiting dignitary will also hold meetings with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Later in the evening, the Crown Prince will leave for Mumbai, where he will participate in a business roundtable with prominent business leaders from both sides. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is celebrating the 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwada from today, reaffirming the government's commitment to tackling malnutrition across the country. This year's Poshan Pakhwada focuses on four key themes: care during the first 1,000 days of life, popularization of the beneficiary module of the Poshan Tracker, effective management of malnutrition, and promoting a healthy lifestyle to address childhood obesity. Telangana High Court today upheld the death sentences awarded to 5 convicts in the 2013 Dilsukh Nagar twin bomb blasts case. The court also dismissed the petitions filed by the convicts. A special court of the National Investigation Agency sentenced the convicts to death for their roles in the twin blasts, in which 18 people were killed and over 130 injured. The blasts occurred on 21st of February in 2013 at Dilsukh Nagar market in Hyderabad. China has responded strongly after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to impose an additional 50% tariff on Chinese goods if Beijing does not withdraw its retaliatory tariffs by today. China's Commerce Ministry said it will never accept what it described as the blackmail tactics of the United States and vowed to fight till the end in the escalating trade dispute. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 2.2% up in the afternoon trade today, driven by positive global cues and widespread buying across various sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,637 points to 74,775 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.